working in peace on their own land has turned into a far-fetched dream for the Palestinian farmers. Those farmers who own agricultural land near the 37-kilometer buffer line that separates Gaza from the 1948 occupied territories are under constant Israeli fire while working on their lands. Since Israel declared unilateral ceasefire on January 19th, 10 Palestinian farmers have been killed and tens more injured.
We were harvesting the lentils when the Israeli jeep arrived and opened fire on us. It's not something that has come to pass once. This has been happening on a daily basis.
Many solidarity activists from different nationalities who volunteer as a human shield to protect the Palestinian farmers have repeatedly witnessed Palestinian farmers being shot at by Israeli forces.
Farmers are regularly shot at here. The Israeli occupation forces keep enlarging the so-called buffer zone, both here and in Beit Hanun and in other areas of the Gaza Strip. Well, the Israeli policy is to create so-called buffer zones and a clear line of sight. They say all the destruction of the olive trees and orange trees and agriculture here is justified by military necessity.
Israel claims that Israeli forces open fire on the farmers because they enter a security zone. Due to Israeli threats, large areas of agricultural land have been left unattended, something that has aggravated the severe shortage in domestic products in the besieged Gaza.
Besides their crimes, our enemies are shooting at Palestinian farmers, in particular within the 1 kilometer buffer zone, where all farmers are denied entry. Several farmers have been killed or injured, while the agricultural infrastructure has already been devastated.
According to Palestinian sources, 30% of the Palestinian agricultural lands in Gaza have been ruined by Israeli forces. After a huge loss of life and wide destruction caused by the 22 days war in Gaza, which left almost 1,400 people dead and 5,500 injured, fear of death and destruction still overshadow the life of many Palestinians. Akram Saeed Al-Satari, Press TV, Gaza.